Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
Kofax.
Why tens of thousands of Marylanders have lost their health insurance coverage. The Nationals lose another one. This is as they start a series in Atlanta and Denver, looking good in those NBA Finals. 12 midnight.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. A laundry list of charges outlined against former President Trump for having boxes of classified documents at his Florida resort, some including nuclear secrets and military plans. CBS's Natalie Brand has more.
The Department of Justice unsealed the 37 counts issued by a federal grand jury in Miami against former President Donald Trump.
We have one set of laws in this country, and they apply to everyone.
The 49-page document alleges Trump and longtime aide Walt Nauta engaged in a conspiracy to keep classified documents he had taken with him from the White House and to hide and conceal them.
The indictment said the boxes of documents were stored in his bathroom, his bedroom, and a ballroom. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Trump was willing to go so far as to have his lawyers falsely represent to the FBI and the grand jury that he didn't have documents. And false statements to a federal authority, false statements to a federal agent, are themselves separate charges, as well as part of an obstruction charge.
Special Counsel Jack Smith said the defendants in the case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty. And on Truth Social, Trump called Smith a deranged lunatic. The charges carry potential prison sentences. White House Republicans accused President Biden of weaponizing the Department of Justice against Trump. President Biden told reporters Friday he had no contact with the attorney general about the case, and he went about his business on Friday. He signed an executive order helping military spouses get jobs. He spoke about it during a visit to Fort Liberty in North Carolina.
This executive order encourages all federal agencies to do more to retain military spouses through flexible policies.
The haze over the Northeast has improved, and the rain this weekend in Canada is supposed to help the fires. But it's not the end of it, says Montclair State University professor Greg Pope.
It may go on for a while this summer, and it's possible if we get the right wind directions, we could see this again.
The chief suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway appeared in federal court in Alabama on Friday and pleaded not guilty to extortion. CBS's Janet Shamlian was there.
Beth Holloway was in court. In a statement, she said, "It has been a very long and painful journey, but we are finally getting justice for Natalie."
Now, it's been a long time, and we're happy that this day has come.
The field is set for the 2023 Belmont Stakes. Florida Derby winner Forte is favored to win the Test of the Champion today at Belmont Park. Post time is 7:02. This is CBS News.
If you've fallen out of love with your home, maybe you just need a refresh. Contact CertaPro Painters, and we'll put the power of pro to work for you. That's CertaPro's power to transform living rooms and rejuvenate kitchens. The power to get the job done right, on time, and within your budget. Get that loving feeling back with the help of CertaPro Painters. Start your project at CertaPro.com. The power of pro. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated.
WTOP at 12:03. That's Saturday morning. We've made it to the weekend, everybody. Finally, June 10th, 2023. Clear, comfortable, code yellow air quality heading towards daybreak with a low in the 50s, 60 straight up right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Laneby. Thank you for taking us along for your weekend midnight hour ride Saturday. Topping the local stories we're following for you this morning, the Maryland funeral owner accused of shooting and killing a pallbearer during a 10-year-old girl's burial service will now be held without bond until his next court appearance. 48-year-old Wilson Chavis is accused this morning of shooting and killing 30-year-old Ronald Stephen Banks during the funeral service that was being taken place at that time at the Washington National Cemetery. Police say in this situation, Chavis, who was directing the funeral service for the girl at the time, apparently confronted a pastor and another person there who worked for a different funeral home. According to police, other funeral attendees stepped in then to protect the pastor, and that's when Chavis fell, pulled out a gun, and opened fire. Banks and a woman were both shot. Banks was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Chavis was taken into custody. His next court appearance of the case is scheduled for next month. WTOP at 12:04. It's a question being asked across our area, how to save lives and prevent gun violence. The discussion this week was focused on Fairfax County.
A background check that's universal and closing loopholes that make it easy to sell guns, bypassing the system.
While wearing an orange background check saves lives pin, Congressman Jerry Conley says this is the answer. The conversation coming after an 18-year-old student and his stepfather were killed after a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond. Pastor Vernon Walton says this is unacceptable.
Parents should be able to celebrate the accomplishments of their children and return home safely.
This past session, gun legislation such as the red flag laws did pass, but advocates say there's still things on the table, such as the assault weapons ban of 2023. Cheyenne Corrin, WTOP News.
WTOP at 12:05 Saturday. The man who crashed that U-Haul truck into a security barrier outside the White House last month wanted to apparently overthrow the government and replace it with a dictatorship fueled by Nazi ideology. That revelation from federal prosecutors this week during a bond hearing for the 19-year-old. Prosecutors in the case also alleged that he was planning other attacks. He was denied bond and is being held this morning on a charge of destruction of government property after he rammed that U-Haul truck into security barriers in Lafayette Square last month. When the man left the car, he unraveled a red and white flag featuring a Nazi swastika, we're told. His preliminary hearing in this case is set for July 13th. New this morning on WTOP Saturday, a man is dead after he was shot outside an apartment building in Montgomery County locally last night, Friday night. Police say in this situation, it happened just before 8 in the evening Friday on Gunners Branch Road in Germantown. Officers found the 57-year-old man at the time behind the building suffering from gunshot wounds. He died at the scene. Witnesses say they saw several people drive away from the scene. There is thus far no information available yet on this, on a suspect. We'll keep you updated as we get new information here on WTOP, where the time is 12:06. On a nice summer weekend, the ride to Ocean City on Route 50 can get pretty congested. Maryland's Department of Transportation, to that end, says this morning it might soon be able to make things a little bit easier for you.
The idea here would be the technology would be able to look at the traffic patterns that are occurring and make some automatic adjustments.
Jason DeCembre with Maryland DOT says the new rollout made possible by federal grants includes new sensors, software, and cameras.
A lot of the new technology that we're going to be working on there involves some new machine learning and predictive algorithms.
He says they want to get out ahead of issues rather than react after they've happened.
You should see a fewer accidents occurring, and you should be spending less time sitting at a traffic light waiting to get through.
Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
WTOP News Time, 12:07. Maryland's Health Department wants to get the word out about its new Get Your Pride On campaign, so it's turning to dating apps.
Grindr, Scruff, and Jack are really the three apps that we're focusing on.
Dr. Peter DiMartino at the Maryland Department of Health says the campaign will also be promoted on bus trailers and shelters. The ads focus on promoting things such as Mpox vaccines and getting tested for HIV and sexually transmitted infections. Although the impact of the Mpox outbreak has diminished, DiMartino says,
we want to make sure that the prevention tools are out there in the communities.
It's also an opportunity to make sure the community is caring for each other.
If we don't take care of our health and the health of those we love and those that we're going to be seeing during this month, who will?
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Good Saturday morning. The weekend's here, everybody. Welcome in. Thanks for starting with us this June 10th on WTOP.
You're with WTOP 19 Lane.
The time now is 12:08.
Get a precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, let's check in with Brenda Joseph this morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Mostly dealing with construction delays right now on the roads. The outer loop of the Beltway jamming up through Virginia from 123 into 66. That through construction, you're only getting squeezed into one lane at the moment. That's adding about 15 extra minutes onto your drive. Inner loop of the Beltway, that's looking good at this hour. Through the district, DC 295 northbound, it's stop and go from the 11th Street Bridge up to East Capitol Street. Only one lane getting through construction there. It opens up for a little bit, then you're tapping the brakes again as you go north of Benning Road with another construction zone on northbound DC 295. Southbound DC 295 is looking good. No problems on 95 between Washington and Baltimore. The BW Parkway is getting by just fine as well. And you're all clear between Frederick and the Beltway along 270. Construction on 66 eastbound. That's jamming between 234 and Centerville. Left two lanes are blocked. Just the right lane is getting by. It's adding about 5 minutes to your drive. Westbound 66, there's construction as well at 234. You'll see a lane restriction, but no big delays at the moment if you're heading westbound. Traffic through Virginia on I-95. That is moving freely in both. both directions. Don't sell your used car to a stranger. Be safe and go to FitzBuysCars.com. Get the most money from your car in a safe new car showroom. Go to FitzBuysCars.com. That's the Fitz way. I'm Brendan Joseph, WTOP Traffic.
Better air quality this weekend. No humidity, but we'll have much higher temperatures, running between 85 and 90 degrees this weekend. Now, we will be starting out your Saturday here with temperatures in the 50s, so a bit of a cool start. Temperatures continuing to drop, about 85 degrees for an afternoon temperature. And then on Sunday, partly sunny skies, could be some rain in the mountains, but we'll be around 90 degrees. Humidity not too bad. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
53 degrees, 61 actually in Reston, 65 Bethesda, 56 Woodbridge. We're at 60 in Holding in our nation's capital. Midnight hour, Saturday morning, June 10th. Good morning. Glad you're with us. Brought to you this time around on WTOP this early hour by Long Fence. Save 15% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. WTOP at 1210. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. Jeff Claybaugh joins us now to wrap your business week.
The stock market entered bull territory this week, with the S&P 500 index now up 20% from its most recent low in October. It finished Friday session up, although just 5 points, gaining for the fourth straight week. All cash buyers made up a third of home sales in April. That's the highest in a decade. Rockville-based American Gene Technology says it's getting close to a cure for HIV and is spinning off a new research company after positive phase one results. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Right now at Diamonds Direct, whether you buy a $3,000 diamond pendant or a $30,000 designer ring, you can spread your payments up to 5 years. Or if you prefer, you can get on-the-spot savings as much as $5,000. And everything's included. Exquisite diamond rings, earrings, bands, bracelets. It's our best offer of all time. You can pick a low monthly payment for up to 5 years or get instant savings up to $5,000. Don't miss this amazing offer. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com on approved credit.
When there's not enough coffee in all of Washington to get you going,
you've got John and Michelle.
Woo!
Mornings on WTOP News.
Success is picking up extra shifts, but now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door, but now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone. And for more than 75 years, University of Maryland Global Campus has been helping working adults like you succeed again. Choose from more than 125 degree and certificate programs with online and hybrid courses. Undergraduate courses start June 14th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate by CHEV.
Good Saturday morning, June 10th. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Thanks for starting with us in the midnight hour. Time now is 12:12. I'm Dean Lane.
This is WTOP News.
We've now heard this week from special counsel Jack Smith after the indictment was unsealed against former President Donald Trump.
It's very important for me to note that the defendants in this case must be presumed innocent until proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. To that end, my office will seek a speedy trial in this matter, consistent with the public interest and the rights of the accused.
Smith filed 37 charges this week against the former president over his handling of classified documents after leaving the White House. In that indictment are allegations as well that Mr. Trump apparently kept some documents in his bathroom and shower at his Florida estate. Rebecca Weish is national security and legal affairs reporter for The Hill.
Even as someone who's been following this since the beginning and taking note of all the different developments that numerous outlets have been able to scoop over almost the past year, I was still surprised by just the level of detail in this indictment, just the specificity about the types of documents that Trump had and kind of what that says about the case they're going to bring, but also just the evidence, the weight of the evidence that they have about Trump and his personal involvement in the efforts to retain the documents and that resulted in obstruction of justice charges.
What about those documents specifically? Are we talking about nuclear secrets, other things like that?
So they offer a breakdown, and they're for this case, they're going to be focusing on 31 documents. And of course, there were more than 300 found among the trove of records that Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. But they're focusing on 31, and a lot of them are highly classified records. The breakdown that they give shows that it's largely intelligence about other foreign powers or details about American military capabilities.
We've learned that Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, will oversee the case, at least initially. She's made favorable rulings for Trump in the past. Does this suddenly tip the case in his favor, or is it much too soon because they could request a change of venue and there could be a lot of changes?
Yeah, it's just too soon to tell. She was listed on the summons, but so was another judge that initially handled the matter. That's Judge Bruce Reinhart, who was the one that signed off on the warrant to search Mar-a-Lago. So it's just not totally clear yet how the case is going to be handled or, you know, which judge will ultimately oversee the bulk of it. But yes, there are processes in place for DOJ to request another judge. That's something they could, of course, consider if she did get assigned the case.
What about those who say that current President Biden had classified documents, too, and even former VP Mike Pence had a few? What differences are people outlining in terms of the handling by President Biden and the handling of this by former President Trump?
The differences are numerous. Just the quantity of documents alone, like I mentioned, Trump had over 300 classified records, and those were amid just piles and piles of other records from his presidency that weren't classified that he still took. Whereas, you know, Biden and Pence are said to have basically had a handful of documents. But I think the key difference is just that Trump was alerted that he had these documents and repeatedly refused to turn them over, which is now being detailed in a 49-page indictment. With Pence and with Biden, once they discovered the records, they were the ones that alerted the Department of Justice and they returned them immediately. And that's the major difference.
I'm also thinking supporters of the president and his lawyers may also come up with this argument that, yes, the law applies to everyone in America, but a former president is not just anyone. How about that line of argument to be made among the defense team?
You know, to me, it's not really clear why that would matter. You know, our system of justice is supposed to treat people equally, regardless of their stature or the job they hold. So, of course, presidents come across more classified information. They have a lot of power in determining how they handle that. But regardless, there are clear statutes dictating how classified records are meant to be maintained and stored. And there's also very clear processes for handling those records and keeping them in secure locations, which were evidently not followed here.
Rebecca Bice, national security and legal affairs reporter for The Hill, talking with our Dimitri Sotis. The top stories we're following this early Saturday morning on WTOP, recapping for you now, the criminal indictment against Donald J. Trump over his handling of the classified government records is unsealed. Two of his lawyers have now resigned. And here at home, an arrest is made. The local shooting death of a teenage boy on board a Metro train last month. We'll have details more in just minutes on WTOP. You're listening to 103.5 FM. At WTOP.com.
Breaking local news 24/7.
WTOP News.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Coming right up on WTOP this midnight hour, Saturday morning after traffic and weather.
Why a jury awarded a former police lieutenant more than $1 million after her arrest. I'm Megan Clougherty.
Good Saturday morning. It's 12:18 on WTOP. Glad you're with us. Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. First over to Brendan Joseph this morning at the WTOP Traffic Center.
If traveling on the Beltway in the outer loop through Virginia, we're seeing a jam approaching Route 7 into 66. Overnight construction is three lanes blocked. Only one lane is getting by. It's adding about 10 to 15 minutes onto your drive. Inner loop of the Beltway, not seeing a big delay at the moment. Through the district, DC 295 northbound, some heavy volume from the 11th Street Bridge up to East Capitol Street. That's through construction. Only one lane is getting by. Then you're heavy again north of Benning Road. Report of a construction zone there at the moment. Traveling through Maryland 95 looks good. No major problems on the BW Parkway at the moment. But we do have a report of a crash. This is on Maryland.
Maryland 175 eastbound at I-95. Thanks to a caller to the tip line for that report of a crash. Seeing some heavy volume through that scene. 270 all clear between Frederick and the Beltway with no major problems. Traveling 66 eastbound, you'll see construction between 234 and Centerville. Left two lanes are blocked overnight. Not a big delay now at the moment. Westbound on 66, construction set up at 234 as well, where you have some lane restrictions, but again, no big delays. Traffic looks good on 95 through Virginia, and if you're making your way to the eastern shore along 50, you're clear from the Beltway out through Annapolis and across the Bay Bridge with no major problems to report. I'm Brendan Joseph, WTOP Traffic. Air quality looking pretty good over the next couple of days, certainly through the weekend and the early part of next week. We are going to be starting out cool here on your Saturday under mainly clear skies. Temperatures in the 50s will top out about 85, 86 degrees here your Saturday afternoon with sunshine on tap. And then a few clouds will come into the area on Sunday. Partly sunny skies, around 90 degrees with some rain in the mountains. Better chance of rain area-wide Monday. 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 65 degrees at the Wharf in D.C. and Boxton Hill. 61 in Sterling, up a degree to 61 in our nation's capital, where the time now is 12:20. Good morning. Glad you're with us.
Traffic in the D.C. region is constantly changing. If you spot a major incident that we're not already reporting, call the WTOP Traffic Center at 866-304-WTOP. That's 866-304-WTOP.
Have you ever wanted to go above and beyond for your community? Volunteering for your local fire or EMS department is your opportunity. Join a family that will serve with you, always have your back, and train you to be the best version of yourself. As a volunteer, you will meet new people, learn new skills, and make a meaningful impact. Learn more at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of the most powerful rocket ever made by NASA. Hey there, it's Luke Garrett from WTOP's DMV Download Podcast. See, these rockets are going to propel the Artemis II mission to the moon, the first time the U.S. will bring people back to the moon's orbit in over 50 years. On the show, I talked to Artemis II Commander Reid Wiseman about his fears, hopes, and excitement.
I characterize this current moment as the golden age in spaceflight.
Hear it all on the latest episode of the DMV Download Podcast. We'll see you there.
Good Saturday morning, June 10th, 2023. Welcome into WTOP. Glad you're with us. Time now is 12:21.
This is WTOP News.
The man who was killed outside a Northwest deli in D.C. Thursday this week was not, apparently, the intended target in that situation. Police say 62-year-old LaSanta McGill was just a bystander when gunfire erupted outside the deli located on 7th Street. Officers nearby heard the shots, ran over to find McGill suffering from a gunshot wound. He later died at the hospital. According to police this morning, it all started apparently as an argument between a group of men in the entryway of the deli, which spilled out into the street before turning violent and ending with a spate of gunfire. 20-year-old DeMarcus Barnett was arrested and charged with second-degree murder in the case. A weapon was also recovered. Barnett was arraigned this week, pleading not guilty. He's being held without bond this morning with a preliminary hearing in the case scheduled for later this month. A D.C. man is under arrest this morning, charged with the shooting death of a teen boy on board a Metro Green Line train last month. Police say 17-year-old Brendan Afori was on the train at the time, headed towards D.C.'s Waterfront Station when he got into a fight with 23-year-old Keith Williams. According to police in this case, Williams pulled out a gun, shot Ofori multiple times before running off at the M Street stop in Southwest. Riders who saw the shooting told the Metro train operator who stopped the trains at the Navy Yard Metro Station. Ofori died at the scene. We all know we can't be on the phone while driving unless it's hands-free, right? But the rules do not apparently apply to law enforcement locally in Maryland anyway. Now, after a state trooper pulled a Prince George's County police officer over near National Harbor for being on her phone, she filed a suit. She's just been awarded more than $1 million.
In May 2019, Lieutenant Alita Gaskill was on her phone driving her unmarked cruiser when a Maryland state trooper out of Prince Frederick County pulled her over.
He was irate and started screaming to the top of his lungs to get back in my car. So I was stunned. And then I started to get scared, and he came upon me, grabbed me, pulled my hands like really aggressive behind my back, threw me against my car, cuffed me and pushed me and was like, get on the ground.
She later filed suit after seeing the false police report, and a jury found Lewis liable. It awarded Gaskill $1.1 million. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Looks like it's going to be a little longer before military horses are used again during funerals at Arlington National Cemetery.
The Army suspended use of the horses for 45 days beginning May 1st. But WTOP News reports that has now been extended to June 2024 so the horses can go through long-term rehab. Over the next year, the Army will also hire new trainers and improve the horses' facilities. A riderless horse will still participate in some funerals, and by the fall, a horse with a rider will lead some ceremonies, but a full complement of six horses won't be used for at least a year. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Sports at 25 and 55. Powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
12:25 Saturday morning. Our first midnight hit now with Frankie.
Tough eighth inning does end the Nationals, extending their losing skid to five games in a row, falling at Atlanta 3-2. Josiah Gray goes five innings. He struck out six for the Nats. Joey Meneses, Luis Garcia with RBIs, but that eighth inning bullpen couldn't close the door as the Nats fall at Atlanta 3-2, same two later on today at 4:05 in Atlanta. Orioles beat Kansas City 3-2 at Camden Yards. Birds improved to 39-24. They'll play at 4 as well this afternoon in Baltimore. NBA Finals, Denver goes up 3-1 in the best-of-seven series. 108-95 win at Miami. Nuggets can win their first ever NBA title on Monday night. WNBA, Mystics topping Seattle on the road. At the French Open, Novak Djokovic closing in on his record 23rd men's Grand Slam singles tournament title after beating Carlos Alcaraz in four sets. So Djokovic will face Casper Ruud of Norway tomorrow for the men's championship. Frank Hanrahan, WTOP Sports.
Thanks, Frankie. 12:26 on WTOP.
Flooded vehicles from recent hurricanes will be flooding the used car market, so buyer beware. If you're in the market for a used vehicle, be on the lookout for flood damage and make sure you have a qualified mechanic inspect it before you buy. The free VIN check service from the National Insurance Crime Bureau is a good place to start. Head over